One of the first people to treat victims of domestic violence is a nurse when the victims are seen in local hospitals. At GBMC, some of these nurses are trained to collect the forensic evidence that will later be used in a court of law. Sometimes they are also the first professional people that the victim tells their story to. These same nurses created a program at the Greater Baltimore Medical Center called the SAFE Program, and here to talk more about it this morning is Laura Clary, a forensic nurse and the clinical program manager of SAFE. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Let's start with the statistics of violence in relationships that corresponds with the victims that you see right here in Maryland.
Typically, what we see in the state of Maryland is kind of consistent with what the National Institute on Partner and Sexual Violence Survey found, that about 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men experience some sort of physical violence by an intimate partner. And I think it's important to realize is that when people think about domestic violence, they really think about, you know, a husband and wife relationship, but it's so much more than that, which is why we use a broader term called intimate partner violence, which encompasses all the different types of violence across intimate relationships.
The first thing I think of is Yardley Love and the lacrosse player who was murdered by her boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah, that's an intimate, violent act that made nationwide news and I think also brought a big spotlight to what you were just talking about. So after, you know, seeing a lot of people, I'm sure, in your career, that's when you decided to, or you and also your fellow peers decided to put together the SAFE program at GBMC?
That's correct. So the SAFE program has existed for quite a few years prior to us starting the domestic violence program. So the SAFE program originally was developed to treat victims of sexual assault and rape. And those patients would be brought in and have a sexual assault forensic examination done to collect evidence from that crime. We realized that we were missing a really big part of our community, and the program was expanded so that not only do we care for victims of sexual assault, but now we can care for victims of intimate partner violence, domestic violence as well. Over the years, we've really expanded to reach a larger part of our community that we were originally missing.
So let's give an example. When a woman comes into GBMC to be treated for an assault, either from her husband or her boyfriend, would you explain the forensic examination that many of the nurses of the SAFE program are trained for?
Sure. So when a patient comes in after they've been physically assaulted, the first thing that we do, they'll get treated in the emergency room. They'll get triaged to make sure that they're not having any kind of life-threatening emergency that's going on. First and foremost, we want people to remember that we're nurses. The health and well-being of our patient is the priority at that point, and then collecting any kind of evidence comes second. So we make sure that that patient isn't having any kind of a medical emergency that would need to be addressed in the emergency department. After that, we also initiate a victim advocate to come in and meet with that patient as well, and that advocate can handle the crisis intervention and emotional grounding and providing resources that that patient may need once they leave the hospital and linking them to other community partners that we have within Baltimore County. When the SAFE nurse arrives, they immediately start doing an assessment. It starts with a head-to-toe, looking at the patient, addressing any injuries that they may have, listening to them and getting their story and learning about what happened to them so that we know any areas that we might have to look at closer. But we do photograph any injuries that we see. We use a special light source that we have called an alternate light source that we also take forensic photos using that. And then additionally, we can collect anything that we would see that could be used as evidence. So if there's any kind of torn clothes or blood-stained clothes or anything else that we would think would have evidentiary value, we would collect that as well, and that could be sent to the crime lab. If the person was not only physically assaulted but also sexually assaulted, at that point we can also do what's called a sexual assault forensic examination, which is a really in-depth exam, again, head-to-toe, and also collecting swabs and other sources of potential biological evidence that could later be used in a court of law.
So when you collect all of this evidence and you have the patient and then the patient doesn't want to go to the police, do you still hold on to that evidence or do you get one of the advocates to talk to the patient to maybe urge them to turn in the person who assaulted them?
No, we really want the patient to have that control over making that decision themselves. We certainly give them all of their options. We give it to them both verbally as well as in writing. We give them time to make an informed decision, but we really want them to have that control back to make that decision on their own while being there to listen and answer any questions that they might have. But we have what's called an anonymous report where a patient can come in, have a sexual assault forensic examination done. They may not be ready at that point to contact police, but we can still do that full examination, package the evidence, and have it stored at the crime lab under an anonymous collection so that there's no identifiers on that kit. That patient then has time to make that decision whether or not they're ready to report. It may be a few days later, a few weeks down the line, but that way the evidence is maintained and it allows that patient to have that time to make that decision when they're ready.
And once that evidence, say they do go full on and they go after the person who assaulted them, are you ever called into court?
So we do get called into court to testify about our examination, to testify about any findings, and also to testify about the evidence that we collect. We like to make it really clear that, first and foremost, again, we are nurses, and the reason that we do these exams is for the health and well-being of our patients and making sure that they're okay. And while we do these exams, we're also collecting potential evidence. But first and foremost, we are there to make sure that patient is okay and that patient is healthy and make sure that they have all the follow-up resources that they would need.
Not only are GBMC nurses on the front lines of domestic abuse, but you're also getting out to the communities to raise awareness and educate the public on relationship violence. Where exactly do you do this? I was reading it was mostly in public settings like schools.
Yes. So we do go around to a lot of the public schools in Baltimore County. We speak at nursing programs around the county. We do a lot of community outreach. So whenever anybody reaches out to us and asks if we can come and speak to an organization or a group, we're always really open to that because we really want to raise awareness and spread information within our community about the services that are available in Baltimore County and surrounding areas.
There may be nurses out there that would like to be trained in the forensics of what safe nurses do. What goes into that training and where can people get more information about that?
First and foremost, you have to be a registered nurse licensed through the Maryland State Board of Nursing, and then you have to sit for an approved forensic nursing course. There are a few courses that are offered, but in Baltimore County, GBMC offers a course. We normally have them one or two times a year. The course is 40 hours long or 1 week, and once you complete that course, then you work on clinical requirements. Typically, whatever SAFE program that you're going to be working with will help you get those clinical requirements completed. And the thing that I always say is that the world really needs more forensic nursing. I always advocate for when people want to go into this field to, you know, really look into it because it is such a rewarding field to work in, knowing that you're helping so many people.
I also want to congratulate you, Laura, on being nominated for the Most Amazing Nurse Contest from the Doctors TV show and Prevention.com.
Thank you.
That's got to be a huge honor. I'm going to put a link up on my blog for that event as well so people
Thank
can
you.
Cast a vote for you. And I'm not trying to embarrass you, Laura, but you are making a difference in Maryland that is really important, and it makes you a hero in my eyes. So,
thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Laura, for what you are doing and for talking to me this morning. Have a great event. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.